Good morning.
Good morning.
There's so much that I already want to thank you for this morning that has happened within this time we've been together. So much gratitude to you for this service. Before I continue, is there an elder present who may give me permission to speak and share, knowing that all of you know much more than I know, but you are granting me, you have granted an invitation for me to share who I am and where I've been. So, could someone give me permission?
So great. Oh,
thank you. You were kind of rethinking that?
I'm trying to figure out who the elder
is. That's why I just said an elder. So indeed, it is a blessing to be invited to be here with you this morning. Tammy just kind of came into my life and took over. And it's wonderful. Thank you so much. And so on this day of celebrating justice and planting the seeds of justice, we are also celebrating this month National Women's History Month. And as I put the two together with women and justice, I need for you to understand this day that I do not stand here before you alone. All those who came before me and guided me and nurtured me and fed me and every now and again popped me stand here with me, and I want to honor them as we honor who I have become and who I am as this warrior. I love that song, this warrior for justice. And so even though you do not see them, one of the women who stands with me today and enables me to stand is my great-great-great-grandmother, Mariah, who worked the land of the MacArthur Plantation in Miller's Ferry, Alabama, who worked the very land that her own Choctaw ancestors not owned because there was not that understanding of owning anything, but who lived on this land. Mariah, my great-great-great-great-grandmother, I left out a great, whose hands grew the crops that built this nation, Mariah stands with me this morning. Her daughter, Alice, barely born free, who sharecropped that same land until she was able to save enough money to gain true freedom and leave that plantation that held onto her body but never owned her spirit. Clearly and indeed, my great-great-grandmother, Alice MacArthur Hampton, is here in this room today. And her daughter, my great-grandmother Nellie, whose kitchen was one of the most fascinating places of my childhood. I was the child who would go into the kitchen and try to get there before everyone and hide under the table sometimes, thinking that when the women gathered, maybe they would not see me and I would learn and hear things that I was supposed to squash in Europe. My great-grandmother Nellie's kitchen that always seemed to have a pot of beans boiling and something green to chop up, who was the recipient of my great-grandfather's vegetable garden. My great-grandmother Nellie, who was always, her kitchen was always a place to me of abundance, abundant nourishment, and abundant knowledge. Her kitchen table was where people came to be fed in so many ways. And it is there in that kitchen where the seeds of my passion for herbs and my compassion for humanity were planted. No doubt ever in my mind, everywhere I go, my great-grandmother Nellie is with me. And her daughter, my grandmother Aura, who will celebrate her 95th birthday this year, who had a beautiful urban garden and who planted apple trees in the projects in subsidized housing. And she has the most abundant apple trees that fed a community. And I still have not tasted an apple pie as good as the ones made from those trees. My grandmother, Aura, who has always made it clear to me that I am the keeper of the stories, that I am the keeper of, indeed, the recipes, and that I am the keeper of the promise for our family and for the earth. My grandmother, Aura, who every time I talk to her, and it's several times a week, at some point in the conversation, this is said, did I ever tell you about the time that? And of course she did. And of course I listen and I learn, and every once in a while something new is added into that story. Clearly, my grandmother, Aura, is with me today. And so, no matter where we go or what we do, the people who nourished us, the people who fought for us, the people who make us who we are, we carry them with us, yes?
Yes.
And so, all of these women and more, I could be here all day, I have a huge family. But they are here today. And so, on this day of celebrating justice and understanding who we are, no matter who we are, as people of justice, it is important to know that the one thing everything in life has in common is the need to be nourished, the need to be fed. And whether we're talking physical nourishment or spiritual nourishment or playful nourishment, we all have the desire and the need to be nourished. And so when I am invited to speak, and when people think, oh, she is this wonderful human being, I think, why? Why? In my mind, there is nothing about me that makes me any different than other people. And so when I'm recognized and honored for this justice work, I often wonder why, because nothing I do is innovative. Nothing I do is new. I simply meet people where they are, physically and wherever they may be on their journey. I meet people and I invite them into some kind of journey of discovering more fully who they are. And almost always, at some point in this relationship, they end up at my kitchen table. Almost at some point, whether it is through ritual or through storytelling or for a cup of tea, so many end up at that table to be nourished. And my kitchen table, every single table I have owned, has been a place where people come. They have come to seek the pieces of themselves that they have misplaced. They come to weep for their grandchildren. They come to stop the revolution. They come sometimes to confront their offender. They come to simply learn how to enjoy a meal again, to help heal a broken heart, to question me to death about something I know nothing about. They come to my table sometimes to ask the most impossible questions, but to have a place to be able to safely ask is important on this journey. So my kitchen tables have been boardroom and altar. They have been classroom and confessional. My kitchen table has been courtroom and sanctuary. They have been emergency room and temple. And so even though all of you do not fit at my kitchen table. We are indeed at my table. And we are indeed at one another's table. And today the table is about what it means to be a people who are just. And a people who are about planting seeds of justice for everyone, everywhere, whatever we are able to do. As I talk about how I came into urban agriculture, I always say, I had no idea this was going to happen. My father, who passed away this past November, when he would come to visit one of my many gardens or farms, he would sit there, and he did it every time. He would shake his head. I had no idea I was raising a farmer. I had no idea. And all that education to be a farmer? And yet, what I do and who I am outside of parenting the children, I do have 7 children, 3 by birth and 4 by the gift of creation and the Creator, and I'm sure it's not over yet. They just keep coming, and we don't know how to say no as we nourish community. But outside of parenting, the growing of food and the planting seed of justice and the opening up of my door to come sit at my kitchen table are the most important things I will ever do on this journey. And yet they are so simple. And so I went into urban agriculture having been in congregations. I came to the city of Milwaukee 25 years ago to serve multiple congregations. And it became about all types of things. Women's circle. You talked about Church West. I lived at Church West. I still have many friends there. We had the most incredible citywide women's circle called Women Reaching Women. And every time I thought what I was doing was enough, that Creator, with his or her sense of humor, would get on my nerves and put something else on my plate. And one day, I walked into a church that was feeding the girls in a program that I had created, and the program was called Choices, and it was all about healthy meals, and they were serving girls Burger King hamburgers, McDonald's, that orange drink that you could always pick up for free. I don't know if you can still do that. You can get that orange container. Remember that? And McDonald's cookies. And that was dinner. And you might not want to know that every once in a while I can lose my temper. But my question to them was, would you feed this to your family for dinner? Would this be a meal in your household? So why is this a meal for someone else's children? And so food justice for me was about bringing awareness to a people, to a church, to a community, to a city that was walking around with its eyes wide shut. How easy it is to reach over and not go deep within. So food justice is about sustainable wages and life-giving work, but it's also just about a good, healthy meal. Yes? You can say yes.
Yes.
Planting the seeds of justice is about having more kitchens that people can enter into and not more kitchens where the signs say, keep out, don't touch, don't bring who you are, but just let us feed you. That is not planting a seed of justice. Food justice is about understanding the plight of slaughterhouse workers. And what really happens, as someone was saying, you all said so many wonderful things, I don't even know why you asked me to be here. You have spoken to yourself and fed me more than I will probably ever be able to feed you. But yes, food justice is about understanding what happens when food is mass produced and what it means to feed a whole world efficiently does not mean that we're nourishing. Efficiency does not always equal nourishment. Food justice is about not ignoring the laments of the land. and not ignoring the cry of the water. And it's about understanding how everything we do and all these elements that we have are about nourishing not just us, but the world. Food justice is about walking through life with your eyes wide open and reaching into the small places where you find yourself. Food justice is about wanting everyone to be nourished. And so, always there is an African proverb that claims me at every point of my life journey, and this one has stuck around a little longer than most. Normally it's every 2 months, and this one is just claiming me and holding on to me. But the African proverb that has chosen me for this journey of my life is the one that reads, "A tree is known by its fruit." A tree is known by its fruit. And so as I stand here, indeed, I am the fruit of Mariah. And I am the fruit of Alice. And I am the fruit of Nellie and Aura and my mother, Geraldine. Who names their child Geraldine? Oh, I'm Geraldine out here. And her middle name is Fanny. And I used to ask my grandmother, "So did you want her?" Coming from someone named Venus, but anyway. We are the fruit of someone's tree. He is the fruit of my tree, and we are known by our fruit. You as a congregation, right? Each one of you, this congregation is known by who you are and who you choose to be collectively. Today, we choose to plant seeds of justice. Today, we choose to nourish not just ourselves, but the world, Haiti, our neighborhoods, your food pantry participants and clients. And nourishment has nothing to do with religion, but it has a lot to do with being a part of humanity. So although this is my first time being with you, it will not be my last. You don't have to invite me back to speak. I can just sit in the... But you, each of you, will tell a story by how you walk out there related to justice. Each of you have a responsibility to continue to plant those seeds of justice. And so I end with a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh, which I based the name of my ministry after, Seed Folks Youth Ministry, based after the book by Paul Fleischman. Has anyone read Seed Folks? Oh, put that on. I know you have. I know you all read. I can look at you and know you read. Seed Folks, little tiny book. You can read it in one sitting, designed for upper elementary, maybe middle school. It's the story of how an inner city, a vacant lot in Cleveland, was transformed into a community garden. And it's told through 13 different voices from 13 different backgrounds. So I named Seek Folks Youth Ministry after that book, but I also named it after a quote by Thich Nhat Hanh that says, "If you plant lettuce and the lettuce doesn't grow, you don't blame the lettuce." Right? So we plant this world, yes?
Yes.
We are responsible for the growth of one another, yes?
Yes.
We are responsible for nourishing everyone we come in contact with and planting those seeds of justice. So I thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you. I did half of what I had in front of me. But I thank you. I thank you for what you do. I thank you for who you are. And I thank you for this beautiful space that I'm just going to move into.
Yes, yes.